What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and the Odyssey app. I'm back from the Kentucky Derby. I'll tell you guys about my experience coming up in just a little bit. Rob is here. I am here. We're taking you up till 5:30 today, where we hand things off to the Kansas City Royals. We have had a lot of fun today. If you missed any part of the show, be sure to check out the podcast page. You can do so over on the Odyssey app. So, Rob, let's do this. Let's talk about the Royals, and then hit number one we'll make about Justin Tucker, who has been released from the Baltimore Ravens. That is the biggest story outside of Kansas City. Let's start with the Royals. I want to read to you guys a tweet that was from Rainey Jezierli, who I got a lot of respect for, a very, very smart, very knowledgeable Royals fan. He tweeted this on April 19th. For the 19th time in 22 years, the Royals have lost six in a row in their first 60 games of the season. In 16 of those 19 years, it happened by game 35. This is an organization that is used to the start that they got off to. This team was 8-14. This offense was scuffling. Morale was low. Now, not everybody jumped off of the bandwagon for the Kansas City Royals. I certainly don't want to make it seem like that. A lot of you held the stance of, it's early, be patient, we're not going to overreact, the schedule is going to lighten up. Some of you overreacted, hey, why didn't they do more this offseason? That's how being a fan is. But the Royals look like they were in a very familiar place. Now, this is where the road starts to split. We have seen plenty of Royal seasons go down the road of, they get off to a very bumpy April start and never recover. We do the random lineup all the time. Rob, I'm sure we could pull up years in which the Royals got off to really bumpy starts in 2012 and were just never able to pick themselves up off the mat. I think that this organization and this team deserve a lot of credit for not falling into that trap. I mean, this was a team that essentially lost every game for a week. I mean, a week. Every night. They went out there and lost and didn't score while doing it. It is the most boring thing that you can have is a team that you follow that can't score. It's one thing if they play an exciting, they lose 35-34. You're like, oh, man. It's one thing to watch a team lose 6-3 night after night after night. That's how the Royals were losing basically for a week. And then seemingly, just instantly, just popped up out of nowhere. The same team that had lost 8 of 9, that team then turned around to win 11 of their next 13 games. I can't think of too many Royal seasons where the Royals got, it felt like, knocked out. They had lost 3 of 4 to the Detroit Tigers. They had lost 3 straight games to the Yankees, and they had lost they've lost multiple series to the Cleveland Guardians, to then turn around and almost instantly, not even a break in between, then become one of the hottest teams in baseball essentially overnight. To now, this team is 19-16. They're three games back in their division. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball. And now, look, you got four games against the Chicago White Sox coming up, a team that they traditionally beat up on. We could be talking about a team that's six, seven, eight games over 500 by the time that this week ends, and we're looking at a team that is right there in the mix of having one of the best records in the American League. They deserve a lot of credit for not panicking as an organization, not doing anything extreme as an organization, staying the course, and getting themselves out of it and coming out on the other side okay. They've done that in various different ways. They've done that by having a guy like Mikel Garcia be on fire since then. Since that win against the Detroit Tigers, which was on 420, he is hitting 400 with a 620 slugging percentage and has been one of the catalysts of your offense. Bobby Witt Jr. had a 20-something game hitting streak. Vinny Pasquantino early in this month is hitting 300. You've got Salvador Perez, who has been an extra base hit machine for the last 2 weeks or so. It's not really that much of a shock as their offense has picked up and it is now complementing what could be the best complete staff that they've ever had. I know it's early in the season, but if you were talking about the rotation that they have, and we're not even talking about the kid that came up here and almost threw a no-hitter, they don't even have room for him. Noah Cameron would be the number one Royals story if this story had happened 3 years ago. There's now not room for him in their rotation because it's so deep. But if an injury happens, you feel really good about Noah Cameron coming back and wanting to see if he can get another opportunity. You now pair that with the bullpen that has turned things around and is far more complete than it was last season. This is the team that people thought the Royals could be from the very, very beginning of the season. I don't expect the Royals to have the best offense in the American League. I don't think they have the pieces to have the best offense. All you've asked their offense to do is complement their incredible staff and to give you a chance. That's what they've done for the last couple of weeks. They've also started winning since then, too. I mean, their rotation has been consistent. Yesterday, the Orioles scored more runs than they had allowed the entire rest of the week. They have pitched beautifully during this streak. They did that before the streak. The offense has now turned things around. It's the guys that we mentioned. It's Mark Canha. It's getting rid of MJ Melendez. It is limiting your exposure to Hunter Renfroe. All of those things you have now thrown into the pot and given yourself a viable chance to go out there and win. So, Rob, before we get to the hits and some of the other top stories in Kansas City and around the country, I at least want to give the Royals a lot of credit for a team that they didn't look dead to rights, but for a team that definitely looked real wobbly and real shaky. For that team being able to go from 18-14 2 weeks ago to now sitting at 19-16 and winning 11 of their last 13 games.
It is honestly very impressive. And it's made me think, because you talk about how, we've talked about in the past on this show, how fans are quick to bury the Royals. We actually had a topic in February, or maybe March, right around the end of college basketball season. If the Royals are, you know, coming out of the gate slow, will fans be patient or will they bury them? They came out of the gate bad. Like, not just slow, bad. And I feel like there was a portion of the fan base that buried them. It was, here we go again, same old Royals, I can't believe this is happening again, this, that, and the other. Well, I think this Royals team showed you we're different than those bad Royals teams. We're not like the 2017 Royals that we talked about the random lineup earlier today. They started 10-18 and can never come out of the slump. They just were bad that year or mediocre. They weren't like the 2011 Royals or the 2010 Royals. This was a Royals team that we anticipated could win 87, 88, 89 type of game. We thought they could be a playoff type of team in 2025. They came out of the gate and didn't look like it. But over the last 2 weeks, they have reminded you, hey, we are a team that can compete in the AL Central, and we are a team that has playoff expectations We are done with the bad stretch of baseball. We're getting back to what we do. And I think fans are going to have to adjust because the Royals me and you grew up with, the Mark Quinn Royals, yeah, they get crushed by this stretch. But as long as they have that pitching staff and they have number 7 in the lineup, I don't know that there's going to be a stretch where you go, well, they're dead and gone, no chance, because they will always be competitive. And that is going to be an adjustment for fans and media alike.
Yeah, I just think that things have gotten back in line for the Royals, and now they're one of the teams that's in the mix. That's what they are. They are a team that is back in the mix, and we'll see how it goes. The Tigers have gotten off to a pretty good start. I think early on, it's safe to say that the Guardians have been better than the Kansas City Royals. They've played the Royals twice, home and away. They have won both of those series against the Royals. So for now, you got to prove you're better than Cleveland. They're better than you last year. They've beaten you so far this year. Like, I'm not handing the Royals anything, but I think the Royals are back in line to what I think most of us expected them to be at the very beginning. I don't think they're the best team in the American League, but the Royals have just very rarely been at this place in our lifetime. If you're like me and you're under the age of 40, you know what the Royals have pretty much never been? A team that consistently had a chance to make the postseason. Now, sure, at some point, could we want more for the Royals and want them to be a team that challenges for the World Series? Yeah, I'm with you there. But to use the football analogy, man, there haven't been a lot of 9-8, 10-win teams. There haven't been a lot of 10-6, 10-7. That's not really what the Royals have been. It looks like that's firmly what they are right now, and now we are going to see as the season progresses if they're going to be a team that can go 11-5. Can they go 12-5? Like, now I think that's where we are. But the Royals just had to realign themselves, and I think it was pretty obvious early on, man, this rotation, this bullpen is going to give you a chance to win a lot of games, but you're just not going to beat teams consistently in the major leagues if you're just going run, two runs, the way that they were doing for basically the first 30 days of the baseball season. We had Spector on the show earlier. He thinks a major spark for this turnaround was the Royals getting rid of MJ Melendez.
All right, guys. MJ Melendez was sent down on Saturday, April 19th. Since then, the Royals have gone 11-3 and have beaten good teams like the Astros, the Rays, the Orioles. They beat the Tigers on that final Sunday to end that horrible road trip. 11-3 since he got sent down. And as someone who doesn't really believe in sports coincidences, I don't think this is a coincidence. One, you're obviously replacing a player in the lineup who was hitting under 100. And then second, when a guy who's been on the roster for the last 3 years is sent down, it does send shockwaves through that clubhouse. It makes a difference. Maybe it makes everybody focus in a little bit more, thinking, hey, this could be me next. It gives Drew Waters a little bump in confidence to say, hey, they didn't send me down. I now get to play right field every day. Drew Waters, one of the hottest hitters on the team. I don't think there's any coincidence that MJ Melendez was sent down 2 weeks ago and the Royals are playing their best baseball of the season and now three games above 500 heading into a really, really important homestand where you get four against the White Sox and three against Boston.
You know how in basketball there are some players that are ball stoppers? That your team can have like great ball movement, and there's just one guy that when you pass it to him, all of that stops. That's kind of what MJ Melendez was. Now, maybe there is a measure of, hey, guys are on heightened alert. Man, somebody got sent down from this team. Maybe that's the case. I think it's simple. I think they took a clear negative out of their lineup, and they have now turned what was a massive negative into positives. If you look at MJ Melendez, he was hitting 085. 085. Playing every day. Hitting 085. We can't do that every day. You're essentially batting a pitcher. That's what you're doing. You have decided that we're going to try to beat you with 8 offensively, and we're going to let this. You can't do that. You have now replaced MJ Melendez. You'll replace him with Drew Waters, who's hitting 348. He's hitting almost 300 points higher than what MJ Melendez does. So you now see the spark that sends through your lineup. Canna is hitting 263 since then. Mikel Garcia is hitting 400 since this point. I don't know if necessarily anything was sparked by MJ Melendez. I think the Royals got one of the biggest negatives out of their lineup and have instantly turned it into a positive. And that has just changed your lineup. it was hard to kind of string something together if you know that hitting seventh every day, it's MJ Melendez. Hey, we got a guy on first and second. Who's due up? MJ. Okay. I think it was real to overcome that, especially when you didn't have a lot of guys that were flying offensively, and then you got this anchor weighing it down. Now the question for MJ Melendez isn't to talk about the past. It's to look ahead. He's not performing well in the minors either. I mean, MJ Melendez has played 12 games this season down in Omaha. He has 18 strikeouts and 3 walks. He has 1 home run and 4 RBIs in his 51 plate appearances. He's hit 170 with a .216 on-base percentage and is slugging .300. It's not about the damage that you were doing to the big league club. Now the conversation is, are you going to turn this thing around? It wasn't that long ago that we talked about MJ Melendez in that same grouping with the other young guys. It was Bobby. It was Vinny. It was MJ. We talked about all of them together. Well, Bobby Witt Jr. has gone on to be one of the best baseball players in the world. Vinny is now playing his best baseball since he's played since the wrist injury. Like, there are signs that, hey, we hit 2 for 3. MJ appears to be lost right now. He does not appear to be close. And you would have thought that going down to the minor leagues would have allowed you a chance at a fresh start. Start over. He's simply continuing what he was doing here. It's the same. Striking out a bunch, not getting on base, not getting a lot of extra base hits, not getting on base. There was no room for that for the Kansas City Royals. So I think some of it is schedule driven. Their schedule got easier after this stretch. That's not all of it, but some of it is schedule related. I do think a lot of it is you got some negatives out of your lineup with today. Hunter Renfro's not playing. MJ Melendez is in Omaha. You got some of the negatives out of your lineups, and the guys that you have gotten to replace them have simply become positives.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I think there is something at play with Speck's point about culture or a shakeup or a shockwave or a jolt or some sort of something in the clubhouse. I agree with you. The largest part why the Royals offense is better with the MJ Melendez thing down is because they're not batting a pitcher anymore. The on the field is the main thing, and I agree with you there. But man, I think there's something. I think there's maybe it's a jolt of accountability, a reminder that winning is the ultimate goal. And even though 2 years ago you guys weren't, that is unacceptable anymore. Whether it's just, you know, showing people that there are no sacred cows, you guys are all part of a larger plan, and failure is not there. Whatever you want to say, whatever, you know, buzzwords you want to use, I think there is something to that, because I know the schedule lightened up, but, and the Orioles are not good. But Kennington, they pounded 7 homers yesterday. Like, they had a lot of home runs against Baltimore. When MJ Melendez was in the lineup and they played Baltimore the first time in Kansas City, it was like, what, the second or third weekend of the season, they were winning games 2-1, 1-0. They were gritty, grindy, we're not really scoring runs wins. Basically, a new roster without MJ Melendez went to Baltimore yesterday, and they couldn't stop hitting homers. Now, I don't think that's because MJ Melendez isn't in the clubhouse, but I think there has to be some sort of, you know, residual something from the impact it was that he is no longer part of this team.
All right. We got a little bit of time left. I want to tell you quickly my experiences from the Kentucky Derby, and we'll talk about Justin Tucker. Hit the button.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for The Hits. Number one.
Karen knows The Hits are brought to you by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. Well, the top story of the day in sports today is a little bit of a surprise, as the Ravens have cut their kicker. Justin Tucker is released by the Baltimore Ravens for football decisions, as the team said. Two-part question, Carrington. One, do you believe it was for football decisions? And do you think we ever see Justin Tucker on an NFL roster ever again?
Well, I think the question you asked is a little difficult to answer straight up, because yes, I do think that Justin Tucker is a diminished kicker, and there are certainly a lot of reasons to fire Justin Tucker for football reasons. You then couple it in with what he is accused of off the field, and it makes it simply a no-brainer that the Ravens were going to move on from their kicker. They also drafted a kicker, so this is something that they have been planning for, to move on from Justin Tucker. They released a statement earlier today. To paraphrase it a little bit, sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this is one of those instances. Justin has created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. We are grateful for his many contributions, and we sincerely wish him the best as he moves on in his life. I believe that Justin Tucker is the best kicker that we have ever seen in the NFL. I don't even know if that is as much of an opinion as just based in fact. He has been an all-pro 8 years of his career. He was on the all-decade team. He has the longest field goal in NFL history. He has the highest made percentage of any kicker in NFL history with a minimum of 100 attempts. He is the most accurate and best kicker and best leg we have ever seen in the history of the National Football League. I believe that he was in line to go to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think that ended. I don't think he can be considered for that anymore. And if your argument is, yes, other people have done things off the field, you're right. I don't know if you can be a kicker and still get in the Hall of Fame with that. I don't think you can be. I don't think we see Justin Tucker again ever. I don't think another team is picking him up. I don't think he works with I think he is done. Now, I don't know what he's going to do. Maybe he'll go work for Barstool, or he'll go work for Outkick, or he'll go work for some. I don't know what he will do. But I am telling you right now that the football part of this thing is over for Justin Tucker. You are a 35-year-old kicker who is diminishing, and people think you nasty. You're done with Justin Tucker. So we will see what that means for the Ravens as they are moving in a different direction at kicker. We obviously will see what this means for Justin Tucker as we are trying to figure out what happens with him. Really quick about the Kentucky Derby. Don't have a lot of time. My biggest takeaway is I had never been to a sporting event before. I've been to a lot of games in my life. A lot. I've been to an NBA playoff game, NFL playoff game. I've seen a lot of games. I now understand why people feel the way that they feel about the Masters. It's something different, the way that they treat these sporting events. Everything was A1. I mean, from the moment you walk in there. So we ended up getting like the all-inclusive thing. So it's like for 2 days, all you can eat, all you can drink, whatever. Rob, I'm telling you, from the moment you walk in there, they hand you a program and ask you if you want a drink. Just, you want a mint julep? We got them right here for you. You want whatever you want. You then walk over. They got food everywhere. Just stop. Go up there. Oh, I want a pizza. They'll just give it to you. It's great. It was a little different how they did it. I just didn't know. So I guess maybe to explain in a way that would make sense is it would be like in a baseball game if everybody's section had to like own designated area. So if you sat in 347, you had your own bathroom. You had your own concession stand. Nobody that wasn't in 347 could come over there. Like you have your own area with just these 100 people or so. Oh, it was great. Hey, it was everything I wanted it to be. It was number one on my bucket list of a sports thing that I wanted to do, and it lived up to it. I will definitely go back to the Kentucky Derby at some point in my life. It was just 3 days of just sitting around, wearing fancy clothes and drinking and gambling on horses. It was quite the time. I would highly encourage you, if you thought about going to the Derby and you can, I'm telling you right now, you will not regret the decision to attend the Kentucky Derby. And I won. I bet on the winning horse, Sovereignty. All right, we're out of here. Go out to the Royals game one of the days this week. You don't got to go today, but you can get tickets for $3 right now on StubHub. You don't got to go today. It's late. But one of the games this week, I would encourage you to go out. I'm going tomorrow and I'm going on Friday to go watch the Royals. So I would encourage you to do the exact same. We'll be back tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.